The gospel reading today is we hear about these three magi coming to Jerusalem. And naturally, of course, as they had determined that there was a king that was to be born in Israel, they came to the royal palace. And asking where the king, the newborn king, was, we are told something that is rather shocking, that all Jerusalem was troubled. Herod, we can understand. The rest of Jerusalem makes no sense. We are told in several different places in Scripture that it was a time event of expectation. They knew exactly the time when the Messiah was to be born. They knew because the prophet Daniel was trying to figure out what the prophecies in Jeremiah were, and God told him there were 70 weeks of years, so there were 490 years from that time, so they knew. The problem is, they didn't want him. He was inconvenient to them. All you need to do is think very practically. Look back at the temple. They were making a ton of money in the temple by doing things they weren't supposed to be doing. They were serving themselves and not serving God. The people in Jerusalem, well, some of them were making lots of money on all the pilgrims that would come to Jerusalem a couple of times a year. But essentially, it was much worse than that. We know that one generation later, when Josephus wrote about what was going on in Jerusalem, he said that the demonic activity in Jerusalem was so horrible that if the Romans hadn't destroyed it, the earth itself would have opened up and swallowed them. So the sinfulness and the giving themselves over to evil, it's no wonder they were troubled when they found out that the Messiah was born, because they had chosen the opposite. Now we bring it forward 2,000 years and we'd ask ourselves, what would happen today if our Lord were to come? Do you think people want him? I think we all know better than that. Most people don't. Which is why then we have to ask ourselves, do I? Now you could look at me and say, how stupid can you be? We're here at Mass, aren't we? Of course we want him. Do you really? How badly do we want Jesus? Badly enough to change our lives? Badly enough to quit sinning? Badly enough to want to live truly holy, saintly lives? Or have we chosen the secular way? We want to go to church because we want to feel good about ourselves, but we really want to live like a bunch of pagans. That's what happened in Jerusalem. They didn't want to live according to the way of God. Go back and look at what happened at the time of the Maccabees. That was only 200 years prior. And they built a gymnasium, they built a stadium, they did all kinds of things according to the Gentile customs. Go a couple of hundred years before that, and what did the people do? They said to Samuel, make a king for us because we don't want God to be our king. These were the chosen people. These were the people who were given the law of God. They didn't want him. Now look at what's going on in the Catholic Church. We don't want him either. He's our Lord. He is our God. He is our Master. We have three pagans that come and they worship him. That's literally the word that is there in the Greek. They worshiped him. In the new translations of the Bible, they didn't want that. Oh no, they did him homage. It says they worshiped him. Do we? I remember at one place where I was, I could see what was going on. People came to church because of coffee and donuts. People came to church because of the fellowship that took place afterward. And I challenged them at one point, just as a side point initially, and I did it again a few weeks later on purpose. And I said, the reason we're at church is to worship God. And I saw something I'd never seen before and haven't seen since. This strange wave went through the entire congregation. I looked at it and I thought, oh my goodness, am I seeing what I think I'm seeing? So I waited about a month and did it again. Same exact thing happened. They weren't there to worship God, because that wasn't what it was about. Think of what goes on in so many places. It's all about being entertained. It's about having fun. It's about excitement, whatever it is. But it's not about the worship of God. And so again, we can look into our own hearts and ask ourselves that same question. Is it about the worship of God? These three magi somehow understood from looking at their stars that God was born into the world. And I think we can be pretty well guaranteed that they didn't do this every time some new royal baby was born here, there, and everywhere throughout the world. They'd be spending their whole time just traveling across the desert to be able to find some newborn king somewhere. This was several months, probably, of a journey that they had to make to get to Jerusalem and get back. But they knew. They understood something that they couldn't see, that they couldn't grasp. God was born into the world. And they were willing to make an extremely difficult trip so that they could come and worship him. You think about it on the practical level. All of that time and all of that effort, and we aren't told how much time they spent, but it doesn't sound like much. Maybe an hour, maybe a couple hours. We don't know. But they found it was worth it because of who they found and because of the change that would happen in their lives. Just like the shepherds a couple of weeks ago on Christmas, these men had to walk away completely changed. They didn't go back to Herod. They didn't tell Herod about what was going on. Something happened in their hearts and in their minds. They were completely changed. That's what God wants for you and me also, because he is right there. And more than that, he's going to be in you, in your soul, in your body, in just a few minutes. Do we walk away changed? They saw something with their eyes and their hearts were changed. We get to receive him into our own self and we walk away totally untouched. What does that say about us? So once again, the challenge, do we really want him? Oh, Herod was troubled, but so was all Jerusalem. Today, the Herods of the world would still be troubled. And tragically, so would a lot of other people. We don't want to be among them. We need to make sure that our hearts are where they belong, so that they're truly focused on the Lord. And like these men that we have called wise men, we need to learn from their wisdom. We need to recognize who it is directly in front of us, and we need to worship him.